Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you're listening around the world, a very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news in electric cars and sustainable transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Friday, the 26th of January, 2018. Well, our first story coming via Electrek.co is all about the Model 3 backup camera. Now, the Model 3 camera has been noted by some of the early buyers that it's perhaps not as good as they were used to seeing in the Model S and the Model X. And now Model 3 owners are reporting that the quality has improved following a software update. The rear view camera has never quite been as good, according to some drivers, but now one driver, Doug, who shared his findings and images with Electrek, says that after a recent update, not an over-the-air update, he went back into the dealer mind, the camera seems to have improved, and other people are agreeing with that as well. Also, it's worth pointing out, which I'd kind of forgotten about actually, that Tesla still say the Model 3 software is not fully complete, and it's their top priority, they say. The fisheye lens effect is still there, and they seem to be using that camera on new Model S's and new Model X's as well, because buyers of those cars have reported the same fisheye effect, although the quality seems to be improving. And that's the key thing. With Tesla, they do appeal to, because they're a Silicon Valley company at heart, they appeal to the mobile phone generation. Imagine buying a mobile phone, and from the day you bought it, it was never updated. Well, that's kind of how early mobiles were. And any automakers that are still making cars that don't update their cars simply won't be making cars in the next 10 years' time. And the idea of going back to a dealer to have your car updated, younger buyers and any buyer now won't be putting up with that. They want over-the-air updates, and they want them to improve their car day after day, week after week, long after they've bought it. Staying in the US, and the 2018 Nissan Leaf configurator has now come online thanks to Eric at Inside EVs spotting this. The S, the SV and the SL trims are what come in the US, slightly different to what you might have heard with the European trim level, starting at $29,990 and going up to $36,200. The S trim, the base model of the new Nissan Leaf, features the e-pedal and a 7-inch drive assist display. Move up to the SV model, you get those plus 17-inch alloy wheels, intelligent cruise control, quick charging, Nissan's nav system, also Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. And then if you spec a little bit further and go up to the SL model, you get the around view monitor. You get some leather seats inside, the new Bose energy efficient audio system and LED headlights as well. Now, those of you familiar with the Croatian car company Rimac, maybe if you weren't before, you saw the Grand Tour managed to spectacularly, with Richard Hammond, write one off and set one on fire. Maybe you do know about the Concept One. They have previewed their new car, which is going to be unveiled at the upcoming Geneva Motor Show. Their next-gen hypercar is still thin on details. Just a teaser video has been released so far, but we know it's going to be building on the specs of the original Concept One car that had an electric motor on each of its four corners and driving each wheel, giving you over 1,000 brake horsepower. 2.6 seconds was the 0-62 time, and well over 200 miles an hour was the top speed of that. Now, the Geneva Motor Show this year, the press preview days are going to be 6th and 7th of March, which is when no doubt we'll find out more details. Yesterday, we told you that the new Nissan Leaf was the car of the year, electric car of the year, thanks to the Watt Car Awards having their 40th year. Today, we can tell you that actually it's the Renault Zoe that's the car of the year, according to the competing Company Car Today Awards. Sounds slightly less prestigious, not been going as long as 40 years, but they point out that the 250-mile range on NEDC, which is about 180 miles on a good day in the summer and about 120 miles on a bad day in cold weather, still make it a great EV, so they've named it their best choice, thanks to the Chameleon Charger, which will give you 80% full charge in as little as 60 minutes, being a big selling point as well. Well, in the UK, a new paper today has suggested that the only way that clean energy will be provided to electric cars is thanks to small, factory-built nuclear reactors. These smaller nuclear reactors that can produce around 300 megawatts, that's about a fifth of the capacity of the biggest new nuclear power stations being developed, like Hinkley Point C. They need to be done by 2025, when the UK will be switching off its coal plants and when Hinkley should be coming online, currently costing £18 billion over budget and over time. But are small nuclear power stations the answer? And moving on to how we'll power electric cars in the future, Mercedes-Benz Indian Managing Director and CEO Roland Folger has dismissed electric power and says hydrogen is the way forward, which is an interesting thing for the company to say. He said by 2040, the whole world will be driving hydrogen cars. To me, he continues, the whole plan to go electric looks like a rushed idea. Is he on message? He continues, with the current coal-based power generation model, this would be more polluting as demand for electricity will jump manifold. Or do we have the finances to upgrade our old thermal plants? I'm not sure that's official Mercedes company line. He's a senior guy, so it must be somewhere along the way. But we've also heard how all the major manufacturers are getting behind electric power and not necessarily hydrogen. And talking of electric power, in today's Guardian newspaper here in the UK, they talk about how switching to electric cars is going to be the key to fixing America's critically insufficient climate policies. Around a third of all US greenhouse gas emissions are by transport and a third by power generation. Now, it's interesting over the last few 10 or so years how the grid has got greener. The US power sector emissions have fallen rapidly since 2007. They're now below 1980s levels. However, for transportation, it's 20% higher than the levels in 1989. So, how can we fix that? Well, the report says to drive electric cars, because based on the average US power grid mix, the US Department of Energy says that driving an EV, the carbon pollution is 60% lower than that of gas-powered cars. Go to somewhere green and clean like California, and it's 80% lower. Well, moving on to the BMW i3 now, and there's reports today that when the BMW i3 is replaced, it'll be replaced by the iX1. That's according to the British magazine Car. This is a story about how the carbon fibre reinforced polymer technology, which was used on the i3, will be replaced by pressing steel. Now, why did BMW use carbon fibre on the i3 when it was so expensive, and why more cars aren't done that way? Well, because every ounce had to be lost from cars because battery technology, even 5 or 6 years ago, was so vastly different. Every kilowatt hour needed to be wrung from the battery, as it were, to get even a half-decent range. Well, as batteries have got cheaper and better, there's no longer the need to save every single ounce, and a cheaper form of manufacturer will mean the price can come down and available to more people. And finally, news from Porsche. Their company head of electrics and electronics development at Porsche has been talking about the new Mission E that has a sticker price of around $85,000 when you can finally get your hands on one. Now, of particular interest is he talks about the charging. Porsche are planning to roll out high-voltage superchargers, and that's going to add 250 miles of range. That's about 400 k's in under 20 minutes. So Porsche said, we intend to revolutionise charging times by doubling the capacity of the high-voltage system from 400 volts to 800 volts. In a nutshell, 400 kilometres in less than 20 minutes. Huge advances are being made to charging technology and the speed and range at which you get from plugging in. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars, so please do share this with at least one person who might be interested. And together, we can change the world one electric mile at a time. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow.